representatives from the world's biggest polluters sought to make progress on short-term financing to help developing countries adapt to global warming at a meeting this week hosted by the United States. The Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate included presentations by the U.S. and other developed countries on what they would do to make good on financing outlined in the Copenhagen Accord resulting from last year's U.N. climate meeting in Denmark. Following the meeting, U.S. Climate Envoy Todd Stern said a binding agreement to cut emissions may not be possible at Mexico's climate meeting later this year, but that progress can still be made on many issues. Jeff Felix is a member of the executive committee at Pax Christi International. He said that politicians need to take the lead in combating climate change to avoid a disaster for humanity.
What we should think of is to have solutions to the warming up of the environment. Solutions at a structural level. That means that at the level of the politicians controlling the business world and the trade companies to bring down the emissions of CO2 so that we do not pass through a ceiling of plus 2 degrees centigrade. If we go beyond, then we will reach a tipping point of no return. And it is a disaster that the Copenhagen conference in December of last year didn't reach any concrete solution because of a power struggle between mainly the United States and China and the others just watching, not being part of the game. There will be a follow-up conference in December of 2011 in Mexico. Most probably there will be little change, but our hope is that in 2011, and with a major role of the European Union and the so-called new Industry Alliance countries, when they join hands, then we can have a protocol where the reducing the emissions of CO2 will be at least 40% by 2050. If not, then it will be a disaster for humanity.